dads.
It's the most wonderful time of the year, Joe.
Why is that?
It's almost St. Patrick's Day.
It is. We're like 3 days away from it.
We are. I've had my slab of corned beef sitting in the fridge for a week and a half.
Oh, yeah? How are you going to cook that bad boy?
Boil it in water, baby.
Is that really,
that's really
how they're made?
You put the beef and all the seasonings and everything that's been sitting in all in a pot, and then fill it with enough water to cover the meat, and then boil it for 4 hours or 3 hours.
God, that sounds good. I'm not a big corned beef guy, but this time of year I am. And I also don't love sauerkraut.
You're missing out.
But I had a corned beef sandwich last year on St. Patrick's Day that was delightful. Look at you, got a Guinness already?
It's my second one of the night, Joe. I was ready for this.
Oh, hell yeah. I've got Guinness upstairs already, too.
I love it. I've beat this to death on the podcast, but I would drink Guinness. If you, gun to my head, said you can only have one beer forever, I would probably pick Guinness.
Wow. That's a bold choice.
It has changed a lot. You know, like what beer I like in college, all we drank was Labatt Blue Light. That was it. Like almost exclusively. And then as I like, I don't know, grew up, not really. I switched into like craft beer for a while. And then I came back around and was like, you know what? I kind of just like the taste of like a cheap beer, you know, like.
Oh, for sure. Some days you just need a cheap beer. Like, some days you need a cheap beer and a frozen pizza.
Yeah. And, like, honestly, I got to the point where I stopped drinking so much that, like, when I wanted a beer, I just wanted, like, a Miller. You know, like, just give me a Miller Lite or a High Life or whatever it is. And that's kind of where I'm at now is, like, when I buy beer, it's like, I'll just get High Life because I know I like it and I know I'll drink it. And then when I'm done with it, I'm done with it. I'm not going to, you know, like, until the next time I want beer. But I could sit down at any given moment on any given day of the year. And you said, hey, do you want a Guinness? As long as it's poured right? Yeah, absolutely.
Yes. I mean, I have my issues with Guinness. It's delightful. But to me, Guinness sometimes just doesn't taste like anything.
I understand that.
Yeah, and there's moments where I'm like, I want this to taste like a little bit more stouty. I want a little bit more stout to this stout.
See, you're thinking about it all wrong.
But
that's like drinking a Miller Lite and saying, I wish this was actually a red ale. It's just not going to be that, Joe. You got to accept it for what it is.
That's true.
I would not drink.
That's true.
At this point in my life, to get me to drink two stouts, like actual stouts, in one night, I would have to be under distress. Like somebody would have to be forcing it to down my throat, because there's just no way. You have one and it's
no
a meal.
Way.
I'll have four Guinness and not even think twice.
That's fair. That is fair. Yeah, if you're getting two stouts, you're like getting ready for hibernation. You're prepping that body.
It's full loaves of bread.
Yeah.
And honestly, you'd have to find me a stout that didn't taste burnt.
Yeah, that's true.
So,
anyway. Moral of the story is, we're at the age where cheap beer is the key.
I'm telling you. No, the moral of the story is St. Patrick's Day is coming up. And I buy my corned beef from Trader Joe's because I don't actually,
of course,
you know, it's the best place for it. I don't have to get into this. It's pre-seasoned. It's all vacuum sealed. It's the best place for it. Anyway, they only sell them in like 6 pound slabs.
Yeah.
Like there's no, you're not getting 1 pound of corned beef. You're getting a 4 pounder. And
nobody's making corned beef other than this weekend.
Yes. So you're getting a 4 pounder. It's going to sit in your fridge for a week while you make Reubens. And that's what I'm going to do.
Yeah.
And I am so excited for it. All next week, Sunday for dinner, we'll do corned beef. We'll get potatoes, little round potatoes, the gold potatoes. Those are my favorites.
Yeah.
Little gold potatoes. And then I don't normally make cabbage or sauerkraut with it. If we have, we do have sauerkraut in the fridge, so we'll throw that on the side of the plate because, like, it goes well with. I might see if I can't make, like, actual cabbage to go with this corned beef. Like,
there you go. Some steamed cabbage.
You just steam it, right?
Isn't that what it is?
I don't even think you.
What a soup.
Season it.
You don't just chop up cabbage and put it on the side. I think it's steamed.
Hold on. No, it might even be boiled. I'm wondering if it's boiled.
I think it might just be boiled. I say you take that cabbage and you boil it in the pot after you boil your corned beef. And then boom, bada bing, you got a side right there. Welcome to Big Dad Energy, the journey of parenting and adulting through the eyes of two young dads. I'm your co-host, Joe Lopez. And with me, as always, is my co-dad, Jared Szymanski. Jared, how the heck are you?
Joe, we took a little break between the open and the intro, and you poured yourself a Guinness.
I did. I did. You looked, made it look so good.
I told you. Joe, I'm good. Every night before we record, it's got to be like every Wednesday night because we record Thursday night. Every night before we record, yeah. I swear Will has a terrible night sleeping. He'll be good for like most of the week, and then Wednesdays, not for him.
Not for him. That's a shame.
Yeah. So
that's a real bummer. That's good. How was your weekend?
It was good. I'm trying to remember what. Well, we played D&D on Saturday.
We did. We dungeoned some dragons on Saturday.
And it was a blast. And then I let Kevin talk me into playing some magic, which was was even more fun.
Yeah.
It wasn't more fun than D&D. I wouldn't lie to you like that.
No, it's not. No way.
But
no way, Jose.
But it was still fun. I had a good time. So we did that, and then Sunday just the regular, you know, grocery shop, chill, hang around the house. Yeah, it's really it. Weekends, it was nice. I know it was nicer during the week. Was it nice on Sunday? I feel like it was nice on Sunday.
Yeah, I think it was decently nice out, but definitely was way nicer Monday and Tuesday.
Actually, now that I'm getting my thoughts and my bearings back together, I had a question for you that I didn't ask you when we hung out on Saturday because I wanted to ask you on the podcast. So Saturday morning before we played D&D, Katie and I took the kids to the Henry Ford, which we do frequently. We're Henry Ford members, and we go to that museum often. That's what happens when you have a son who's obsessed with trucks and trains and cars, as you go to the and trains and car museum all the time.
Yeah.
They have a Paw Patrol exhibit up now, too.
Yeah, they do.
It's okay.
Yeah.
So, because of that, Katie and I go, again, members, go there all the time, look at all the stuff all the time. And Katie was in her Facebook group that she's in, like local moms Facebook group. Somebody was asking about going to the Paw Patrol exhibit, but she said she doesn't want to go really to the museum because they think the museum's boring. And so I had a question for you.
Yeah.
Katie and I took that moment to realize that Katie and I are huge history nerds. Like this is already up our alley. Like, we do this all the time because we love it. And because we love it and bends into big machines, it just flows naturally. We will spend hours there no matter how many times we go, right?
Mm-hmm.
Are we weird or are they weird? It's the question, Joe. Are we weird or are they weird?
You know, I've never heard of anybody having membership passes to the Henry Ford Museum before. So, maybe. Because it's not as exciting as the zoo, I would imagine.
It depends on the day. You don't always see animals at the zoo. learning how they invented electricity? That's cool as shit, Joe.
You know, it's for somebody. I have never been inside of the museum.
Oh, okay. I can't validate your opinion. I didn't find it cool because the first time I went, I was in middle school, and you don't find anything cool when you're in middle school.
Yeah.
And then I obviously went back as an adult when we had kids and was like, oh my God, this is awesome. Now,
yeah,
again, huge history nerd, will spend an entire night reading about the history of ancient Egypt. Did you know that Cleopatra is closer in time frame to us now than she was to the very first king in Egypt?
I feel like that's probably a TikTok fact that I've heard from time to time, or something similar to that, or like we were closer to Egypt than Egypt was to the Roman Empire or something like that.
Yeah, something. I don't know that one. I just saw this one the other day.
But that's crazy.
But anyway, it's really neat. It's really neat. I actually don't like Greenfield Village, the outside part, nearly as much as I like the museum inside.
The only part I've been to is Greenfield Village for Halloween.
Oh, okay. All right, so you haven't really even been.
No.
Okay.
I live too far away. I'll tell you what. I wouldn't take a weekend to go to Henry Ford. Like, I wouldn't say, like, hey, Kayla, do you want to go to Henry Ford? Unless there was a special exhibit like the Paw Patrol, which we did talk about going to. But it's very expensive.
Yes. It's, if you don't get a membership.
For people.
It's,
yeah.
And even, so we have a zoo membership and a Henry Ford membership. And we go to those two places all the time. We live.
Yeah.
Not even 5 minutes from the zoo, and we live 15 minutes from the Henry Ford. So, like, easy.
Yeah.
You don't know what you're doing on a Saturday. You need to get the kids out of the house. Going to run around the museum. Going to run around the zoo. Easy places to go. We go there all the time. And so I think what you've said has led me down the right path of maybe it's Katie and I that are the weird ones.
It could be, but good weird, you know?
I mean,
I appreciate that you enjoy history that much. Now, I enjoy a museum from time to time.
Sure.
But a historical museum versus an art museum. But more so, I enjoy, like, the natural history stuff. Like, I prefer to see a museum that's full of, like, give me, like, Native American weapons and give me Egyptians and mummies and give me that kind of stuff. I would much rather walk through a museum like that. As far as, like, cars and stuff and, like, electricity, I'd go on a field trip.
All right. I'm picking up what you're laying down.
Let me give you one more example.
Okay.
We went to Air Zoo for my nephew's birthday
last summer.
And it was fine. But after like 45 minutes of being there, I was like, I think I'm ready to go.
Okay. I grew up in Kalamazoo, so I can say this out loud. Air Zoo sucks. It sucks, man. It's bad. It was the only museum I grew up around. For all these people that might not even be from America that are listening to this podcast, the Air Zoo is an airplane museum, quote unquote,
aeronautic
museum. In my small town of Kalamazoo, Michigan.
Which isn't that small.
I mean, compared to the other places that have museums, especially air and space museums.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. That's a fair assessment. I take back what I said.
The coolest thing the Air Zoo does is they fly all the remaining World War II survivors that probably are not very many left anymore, but they were when I was in high school, in middle school. And they would take them out every year on Veterans Day and fly them around in this old World War II bomber that they have.
My favorite spot of the Air Zoo, we've really gone off the rails on this conversation.
Honestly, Joe, I have no idea how long we've been recording. I'm sorry for everybody who's been listening to this.
My favorite part of the air zoo is they have a whole section about space and aliens. And you can walk through and they just have different memorabilia of different aliens from movies. So, like, there's an alien and then there's, like, alien robots. It's great. That's the best part of the whole museum because it's a little spooky. It's a little dark, but then it's, like, you know, filled with, like, machines that just go, like, pop, pop, beep, boop, pop, boop. And other than that, it's just full of airplanes that I really don't care to look at.
We're going, part of the reason I say this, we're stopping one night in D.C. on our way to our vacation at my parents' house this summer.
Oh, okay.
And we're going to try and run by a Smithsonian. We were trying to figure out which the best one for Ben was. I feel like it's got to be Air and Space.
It's got to be Air and Space. He doesn't seem like, he seems like he was into dinosaurs.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's his thing now so much.
I think he would dig it. He's a fraidy cat. So I worry that seeing like an actual, like.
The big guys.
Yeah, like the big guys. Like he'd be afraid of the actual big guys.
The actual big guys.
So, anyway, all of that to say, I don't know where we are in the rundown. I have no idea where we are in this podcast. Joe, how are you?
I'm good, man. It was a good weekend. Dungeons & Dragoning was great. I really built up the, like, we're going to do this for a long time, and then the five-hour mark hit, and we were like, and I was like, I got to go. It's 7 o'clock. I have an hour drive home.
Yeah.
But
and it was right before the time change, so it was so dark at 7 o'clock.
Yeah, it was so dark. But prepping for that session was great. I felt really good and confident about the section we're in my campaign. And I had a lot of fun with it. And I had a lot of fun with the voices and the stories of the characters, and you guys were just like giving it yes ands all over the place, which was amazing. That's the best way to play D&D, is yes anding everything. And then we also just had like those little moments with people, like giving you all kind of sweet moments to level up. Was great. I enjoyed that a lot. Yeah, that was a good day. Saturday, that's all I did, right? Like I left at 10, just after 10 to go meet for brunch, and then Dungeons and Dragons. And then came home, and Jordan and Josh and Charlie and Cal were here, just hanging out, eating, drinking. And then Charlie stayed the night at our house to hang out with Cora. And 15 minutes after Jordan and Josh left, he dropped a weight on his toe.
No.
Yeah. Oh. All night, they're down in my basement playing. And like 15 minutes after they left, I just hear like a dink dink and a scream. It's like, no. And I ran downstairs and Charlie's grabbing his toe. I was like, what happened? He's like, I tried to pick this weight up. It was like a small weight, like a flat plate, small flat plate, but heavy enough. I was like, what happened? What are you guys doing? And I was like, Cora, you know you can't be over here. And Charlie like looked at me like as I was holding him. He's like, I did it. It was my fault. I was like, oh, you sweet boy.
Oh, man. Oh, how very cute.
Yeah, but we got him all fixed up, and him and Cora were up to like 1:30 in the morning, almost 2, watching The Lion King. But it was fun having him stay the night, and then him and Cora played all morning. And then Sunday was just kind of a reset day, you know, just chill out, get everything cleaned up. I just like was in a feeling kind of bleh on Sunday. Like, I don't know. I've been sick for a long. I don't know if you can hear it now, but like I'm stuffed up right now and I'm tired all the time. And I don't know if I'm tired from the sickness or if this is just what 32 feels like. Because I am just exhausted all the time. And I'm either sick, dying, or just 32 years old.
I, for a long time, honestly, since Ben was born, since we've been doing the podcast, have felt tired, right? Because having kids makes you tired.
Yeah.
And I keep saying, I just got to get more sleep. But like when I go for work and I do sleep, I'm still tired.
Yeah. Still tired. And like the last three nights, I've slept so well and have had very vivid dreams. Like I still wake up when Grayson wakes up, but I'm like hitting my REMs. I'm feeling good during my sleep. And I wake up and I'm still so sleepy. But this cold, whatever this is that's clogged me up, this happened Monday night. I took a shower. I felt fine going into the shower. Or Tuesday night. I felt fine going into the shower. And I was in there for like a half an hour because I messaged you guys and said that I watched an episode of Game Changer while I was in the shower because I was just like chilling in the shower, just relaxing. And as soon as I got out of the shower, what were you going to say?
I was going to say, honestly, I listen to podcasts when I shower, like consistently.
So do I.
So I'm with you.
Yeah. But as soon as I stepped out of the shower, I was just clogged up. I don't know what happened. But I'm just clogged up. And then I did a sinus rinse before I came down here, and now my ears are plugged up, and 32 is just not doing great. I'm ready for 33 to come around.
I'm ready for these kids to grow older. I'm not, but I am.
No kidding. Yeah, no kidding.
You know what it is? I'm ready for these kids to be half a step more independent. Half a step.
Mm-hmm.
And so...
Absolutely.
Like, the biggest thing for me... Will won't play by himself because he's a second child, but he won't play with Ben. Let me rephrase that. He only wants to destroy what Ben's doing because that's his stage of development, right? Is like knock everything down, pick everything up. Like when Ben lays down a train track across the living room, Will just goes over there and picks it up and takes pieces out and moves them around, right?
Yeah.
And it's like, we're not quite there yet. And then for Ben too, now Ben doesn't want to play by himself because he's afraid that his brother's gonna break things if he plays by himself. And it's like, I just need you guys like half a step more independent, then we're all gonna go get along swimmingly. This is all gonna be great.
Yep.
Oh,
totally, absolutely. That and like I'm waiting for my kids to get on just regular like school schedules so that hopefully that doesn't affect their or that affects their sleep in a positive way.
Yeah. Sleep is...
Because I tell you what, having this... Sleep is great. Having this 10:30 me time really sucks.
Yes. I... Very briefly this week... Like I said, Tuesday night, Will slept great. I organized...
Yeah.
I got an... Katie knows because she saw the Amazon list. I got a new set of magic cards. And I organized them all, and I like watched some TV while I organized the cards. And then all of a sudden I looked up and it was 10 o'clock. And I was like, he's been asleep for 2 hours and like, I haven't heard a peep. I haven't heard anything. Like, is this what this is going to feel like? Obviously last night was the exact opposite, but,
right.
When I was thinking about that, I was like, man, normal schedules are going to be so nice, like knowing when I go to bed I'm going to sleep until the time I wake up, even if the time I wake up is 6 o'clock, that's fine, knowing that I have that time of like, okay, if I go to bed at 10 I'll get 8 hours, if I push it and stay up till 11 I'm gonna get 7, I'll be a little bit more tired, but I can plan my life that way. This haphazard, one kid goes to bed at 7, one kid goes to bed at 8, you know, they wake up at completely different times. Like, Will is all over the place.
Yeah.
On Monday, he woke up at 8 o'clock in the morning. Katie had left for work, and I had to wake him up because we had to leave I had to take him to Katie's mom's. I had to wake him up to go.
Yeah.
This morning, he woke up at 6:15 after he heard his brother get out of bed. It's like, my guy, pick one. Just pick one.
Just pick one. My goodness. Yikes. Yikes-a-rooney. It's tough, man. It's tough out here. One day we'll have a podcast where we say things are great. It's not tough out here. You know what? Life's swimming.
It's great.
Right now. Today's not that day. So weekend's fine. Work's great. For the most part, we're working from home right now. For this month, because we're moving to a new office.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
So we're 2 weeks into we're 2 weeks into work from home for this month. And today I was like, man, I think I'm like losing it. It's only been 2 weeks, but like, I'm just kind of ready to be back in an office setting. A little bit.
You and I are different creatures.
Chaotic. Yeah. Yeah, we are. I enjoy people too much.
I often joke that I'm an indoor cat.
Yeah.
When I was in an office, fit in fine. I was totally fine. Get along, do your thing. But I think they call me like an extroverted introvert or something like that. Like it's
okay.
You get your energy from being introverted, but you're socially aware enough to be extroverted.
Gotcha.
Something like that. You are extroverted. You both feel comfortable being extroverted and get your energy from like you recharge by being extroverted.
I do. Right?
Extroverted?
Yeah.
This is one of those situations where you say a word enough time that it starts sounding weird. So like I enjoy like playing D&D on Saturday. Went to bed feeling refreshed, happy, like fulfilled. I got to spend time with my friends. I couldn't do it every day.
Yeah.
Right.
I get that.
I need to block out spend some time by myself time. But you just get your energy from soaking it in.
I do. I just love people so much. I love being around people. I love talking with people and making people laugh and telling people my stories of a little girl in the woods. That's from Dungeons and Dragons. It's just not a weird, very cool.
We can't be telling inside jokes on a podcast, Joe. The Guinness is getting to it.
I know. Everybody, come play Dungeons and Dragons with us. You'll have a blast. So that's that. That's where we're at. How far are you into Children of Dune?
I'm not.
Hard turn.
Yeah, I had a feeling. You're not. I haven't started yet. So.
Okay, good. I'm only on page like 20.
Okay.
So.
20 pages in, it's already that hard of a turn?
No. I mean, like, it was a hard turn from Dungeons and Dragons.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Yeah,
Children of Dune. Yeah, I'm only like 20 pages in. But a lot of reading. I've really enjoyed when I listened to it.
I struggle.
Tell you what.
Because I also enjoy listening to audiobooks. For the most part.
Yeah.
Because I have this ADHD thing where I need to have two things happening at once. Right? I always.
Yeah.
I have to have two things going on at once. My job now is so numbers focused that I can't work and listen to a book.
Yeah. Oh, God, no.
You can't do math. Absolutely you not. Can't do math and listen to a book. Those two things don't mix.
No way.
And so. I'm just thinking about, work and math too much. I can't do both.
Yeah.
But I'm also like, I would play a video game and listen to a book, but I don't have a video game that I'm playing that lends itself to that either. So I'm like, all right.
Yeah.
Then I just have to buckle down and read. And I did it with To Sleep in a Sea of Stars, and I didn't finish it because Kevin said the ending wasn't as rewarding as he wanted it to be, and it kind of, I'll go back to it. I'll finish it eventually. But I think I'm just going to buckle down and read. Maybe I'll do it tonight once we finish the podcast.
Yeah, there you go. I fell asleep reading it the other night. Not because the book was bad, but just because I was so tired. And it was, again, like 11 o'clock at night when I got to reading it. It's the same thing that happened to Shogun. I'm watching I'm watching the first episode of Shogun for the third time.
Oh, man.
Like, because I keep falling asleep. And again, not because it's bad, but because I watch it so late that last night I fell asleep on the couch. And there's a lot of Japanese in it.
And you have to read the subtitle. Like you.
So you have to, like, pay attention. You have. So, like, if you start dozing off, like, I think I gotta backtrack, like, 15 minutes on this thing. you know, just pick back up to what I kind of remember.
See,
it shot really well. It's a beautiful show.
Similar to my kids. I was not allowed to have TV after a certain time. Like, my parents had a strict, like, 9 o'clock, no TV, go to bed, right? So now I cannot fall asleep with the TV on. If the TV's on, really? I can't sleep. One of the first weekends that I came to the east side of the state to stay with Katie at her parents' house, she had a TV in her room and would fall asleep to Social Network every night because soundtrack's great.
It's a great soundtrack.
Nothing's more, you know, relaxing and enjoyable than listening to Jesse Eisenberg being Mark Zuckerberg.
Being a dick. Yeah.
So I had never seen Social Network to begin with, and I can't fall asleep with the TV on. So I stayed up till like 2 o'clock in the morning watching Social Network. Like, one of the first times I ever stayed at Katie's parents' house. And I slept until like 9 o'clock, which, now that you all should know Katie and Katie's family, that's like midday for them. 9 o'clock is like lunchtime. Yeah. Like, they're already...
Tom's already got the lawn mowed.
Oh, yeah.
And like gutters cleaned.
Speaking of gutters cleaned, this is a side tangent. This whole episode's a side tangent. I'm sorry for the chaos.
We don't record 3 weeks in a row.
We
haven't in the last like 6 months.
And you know what you get when we do 3 weeks in a row? Chaos. I dropped
you
the
get Guinness in 3 weeks in. Sorry, go on.
Last Friday I dropped the kids off at Katie's parents' house on Friday morning, and I roll up and Tom's just on the roof. It's 8:30 in the morning. Tom should be at work. He starts work at 8, not 9. He should be at work. He's not. He's on the roof cleaning out gutters.
He's had to be done.
The rain was coming, Joe. Do you know how much rain we got? We got like...
I'll tell you how much.
How much?
How much? Wait, you tell me.
I was going to say, like, maybe half an inch.
I'll tell you how much rain we got last night. At least enough to fill up a 50-gallon barrel.
Ooh. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's a lot. Yeah.
I know. I didn't expect it. Kayla's dad and Kayla put in a system to divert water from our downspout into a 50-gallon barrel.
A rain barrel.
So we can collect rainwater because, you know, we're prepping for the end of the world.
Sustainability.
And it filled up the whole barrel last night.
That's wild. That's like, hyper efficient.
Kayla said that she went out to check it this morning, and it's completely full. So it's crazy. Now, basically, all the rain that hits our roof flows into that space.
Yeah.
But man, I was like, we better get like 3 more barrels. Let's fill this thing up.
Well, now you got a full barrel. It's going to back up into your gutters.
Well, what we got to do now is we untook the spout out. You can take the unspout or the diverter out and close it up so that it becomes, it's over that way. Sorry, Kayla just came down because Grayson just threw his ball down the steps and he was really sad about it. but Kayla plugged up the diverter so now it can run normally. What Joe's going to do, not me, Joe,
the other Joe.
Joe Redinger is going to do is create a overflow system. So as soon as it, you know, hits a second water line, that water line is going to go back into the downspout so it can flow back.
I have that for my sump pump where it will, because theoretically, it's supposed to be a solid pipe that goes underground and kicks it out, right?
Right.
If that ever freezes, the water still needs to go someplace. So it has a little overflow to the left that, like, if it ever were to freeze, it would just shoot out that little side spout and still get out of the basement.
Yeah. So they did that this past weekend. And like you said, the whole barrel filled up. Wasn't expecting that. It really blew my mind. I didn't think we'd ever fill that thing up.
That's hyper efficient, I'm telling you.
Yeah, it's great. Now I just need to figure out a way to like keep it clean and then just use that for like regular bath water.
Boil it.
Yeah, I guess.
Only thing that boiling doesn't fix are sticks and twigs and salt water, and it's, you know, mostly not salt water.
It's true. That's true. Yeah. Anyway, I have a question for you.
Okay, hit me.
Now, Grayson's only 2.
Okay.
But he's at the age where he is starting to recognize when he goes to the bathroom.
Mm-hmm.
Right? Like, he'll fart and he'll say, I farted. Or, you know, I pooped. And, you know, sometimes he'll wake up in the middle of the night, like, wet, drenched in pee, and be like, I wet. I went potty. And like, yeah, buddy, you sure did.
Yeah, bud.
I think Ben was 3 when you guys potty trained him. Is that correct?
Yes. No. Yes. 2.
It was this past summer, was it not?
It was before. It was like a year ago. So it was like 2.5.
Oh, was it really?
It was about a year ago. Mm-hmm.
Excellent. So we're right where this question needs to be. How do I train Grayson to use the potty? Now, we've had conversations about this before.
Yep.
But I need a reminder. Now I'm here. I'm in it. Grayson's in a potty training classroom at daycare.
Oh.
So we are ready to start working at this thing. We ask him and he says no, but we're ready.
We let Ben be naked, didn't put any underwear on him, started just shirt, Pooh Bear, just shirt and nothing else.
Yeah, yeah.
And then every 30 minutes or so, put him on the toilet.
Mm.
And so we did that for a while. Obviously, if he had an accident, he would, he would have an accident. It is what it is. But
yeah,
for the most part, without the safety net of the diaper being there and him being old enough to know that, like, I'm going to the bathroom, you know, like,
yeah,
it clicked really quickly of like,
okay,
oh, okay, the potty's where I go potty, right?
Yeah.
And that's, I think, the biggest thing. And it's probably a philosophical thing for how people use it. And it, you know, everybody's different. Everybody's stuff works a different way. For us, we didn't go with pull-ups. We didn't go with like a halfway, you know. We did try actually just jumping right into underwear. And what we found is when he was naked, he didn't have accidents. When he had underwear on, he did have accidents. Because it was the feeling of having something on him was too similar to the diaper. And he just like didn't think about it, just went. When he was naked, it was, oh, I have nothing there. I'm either going to pee on the floor or go to the potty, right?
Yeah.
And obviously, helpful messaging, you know, like, it's okay. Yeah, you go pee-pee. Everybody goes pee-pee. It's okay, but we just go pee-pee on the potty, you know, that kind of stuff. But also, don't get too ambitious. They're not going to pee standing up right away.
Oh, yeah. I might just tell him just to pee sitting down for forever.
Honestly, not a terrible idea, because I don't know who taught Ben how to pee standing up. I have a feeling it was Tom. I don't know who taught Ben how to pee standing up.
It was weird. The first time he did it, he asked for his high life.
Yeah, it was strange. Also, because, I mean, Grayson's going to do it too. Boys can pee outside, and Ben was the oldest and was, I don't want to say encouraged to pee outside, but we were not about to go back inside when he could just go behind the shed. Like I that was so he also learned that he could pee standing up by going outside. So
gotcha.
All this to say, it worked better for us to just go shirt, nothing on underneath, and let him run around.
Yeah.
And then we did the kitchen timer every 30, 45 minutes, somewhere in there.
Right.
Go and put him on the toilet to just check to see if he has to pee.
Right. Okay. Good. Did you guys use any like rewards or anything?
No, it was... trying to think. No, we didn't. We just kind of said like, hey, this is you know, where you go potty now, you know, and that they kind of just kind of made a philosophical change. And Ben also grasped really quickly. Like, Ben got it within like 2 days. I think Saturday and Sunday we did it, and by Monday he went to Katie's mom's house and peed in the toilet like 4 or 5 times. So like, we didn't really feel like we needed to incentivize him to go to the bathroom. He just kind of grasped it and was like,
yeah,
time to go to the bathroom. So that, I guess that's the answer.
Okay. Now, to avoid overnight accidents, so does he wake up in the middle of the night and go to the bathroom?
We still use an overnight diaper. We have not made
Do you? Yeah, okay.
We have not made the leap to, we've tried a couple times and it just has not stuck. He will wake up sometimes and get me up and be like, "Daddy, I have to go pee pee." We go pee pee.
Yeah.
And, but yeah, he just hasn't quite made that leap yet. We also haven't tried because he got potty trained, was potty trained for a few months, and then we had Will right away, right?
Yeah.
And so we hadn't really like worked our way back into it.
Okay.
Other way around. We were potty training after we had Will, but Will was a baby. So.
Yeah. What was I gonna ask? Potty training. Yeah. So Cora, like, she's good overnight right now. She's only had like 3 accidents overnight, which is great. But Grayson just drinks so dang much. And needs like bottles to go to bed, that when we get to the point of him being potty trained, I think we will have to use an overnight diaper as well.
Yeah.
Because I don't foresee him not peeing the bed for a long time. Every like to go to bed, he'll drink a full bottle, and then every time he wakes up, he'll drink 4 ounces at least. And you know, he wakes up probably 4 times in the middle of the night. So every time he wakes up, we change his diaper because it's a full diaper. So I think we'll have to do that. With Ben, do you all have any sort of like liquid cutoff time at all, or no?
No, but my kids also aren't chuggers, I guess is the best way to put it.
Yeah.
Right? Like,
for sure.
The main drink in our, we also haven't, I don't know, we might be weird. We did breast milk until they were both about like 18 months. Like, Will's starting to only have it at night now, not really have it during the day. And then we do coconut water. I can't stop myself. Have you seen the TikTok where you talk like your kids like
no.
There's this couple that will ask the question to each other, and the adults answer like the kid, and then they ask the kid, and they like match it like tantu.
Yeah. Oh yeah. I mean, we just talk. Yeah, we talk like that all the time.
Yeah. And so coconut water, fresh coconut water, is just cocoa water in our house because no kid's gonna say coconut.
Right.
So cocoa water, is like the main drink that we drink in our house. And so they'll have it with dinner, and then they don't really have any drinks after dinner. Ben does have, he had this habit for a while where he would, like, as a comfort thing, grab like a fruit pouch and a full bottle of coconut water and take it to bed and have literally 2 sips of the coconut water. And it's my own fault, but the amount of coconut water I've wasted, like, dollars.
Ooh, hate that.
Because they 20 minutes later, they fall asleep. You're like, gotta bring the bottle out and put it back in the fridge. Gotta put it back in the fridge.
Yeah.
And they just don't, because it's 20 minutes later and life is different 20 minutes later.
Right.
And then he wakes up the next morning, you walk in your room, in his room, and right there on the dresser is an entire bottle of coconut water that got left out overnight. And you're like,
yeah,
son of a.
Yeah, Grayson has a similar thing to me where we'll just like drink constantly, like whatever we have, juice box, water, milk, whatever he's got, he'll drink. Which is how I am. Like, if there's a drink in front of me, I'm more than likely downing it. Like,
sure.
I don't really sip on things, I usually just kind of chug and go. Unless it's a beer, I'll sip on it. But I finished my Guinness.
You beat me.
Started after yours, and yeah. I don't know if it's just like a distraction thing, whatever it is. But Grayson, like, will constantly drink milk at night. Like, he's already had one bottle. He'll probably have another before bed. And then in bed, like I said, he'll have maybe four throughout the night. So, like, for us, I don't think doing like a liquid cutoff is even a possibility with him because of how attached to his drinks he is, and because it helps him go back to sleep. Like, it's gonna, that's gonna be a pain in the butt when we get to that point. That's all helpful. I totally forgot that Ben is a year younger than Cora, which is why I was like, oh, he was three when you went through all this.
I forget it sometimes too. Like, our kids are kind of in the middle of each other. Like,
they are.
Yeah.
Yeah. They're exactly spaced out. I think we talked about, like, Cora and Grayson are the same space between Ben and Will, like, age-wise. Yeah. But then also, like, Cora and Ben age difference is the exact same as Grayson and Will's age difference.
Well, and, like, Ben and Cora are going to be in either the same, we'll see how like Young Fives and everything shakes out and everything like that, but they're either going to be, they would be in the same grade. Cora would be the old one, Ben would be the young one. If we,
yeah,
like if we don't do Young Fives or Ben, say we go right into kindergarten, that's how that'll shake out, right? Because like that's and so that always throws it off too. You're like, oh, they do all the things together, but like 9 months is a huge developmental difference.
For sure. Absolutely. It definitely is.
So, t-shirt, let them walk around. Ben just recently learned how to aim, so I will give you that advice. Okay. It took about a year, but he just recently learned how to aim. So.
Excellent. Excellent. Yeah, I think we're just going to work on sitting down. And maybe we'll just stick with sitting down. Be like, you know what, buddy? If you feel like standing up, you can. But I tell you what, no mess when you sit down.
Yeah. Yep.
Nothing to clean up, no overspray.
When I was, this is boy talk now. Girls, you can fast forward.
Boy talk.
When I was in probably kindergarten, I sprayed all over the seat of my grandparents' house. My grandpa at like 1 o'clock in the morning made me clean up the entire seat by myself.
Oh, wow.
I have been much more efficient since then. Much more accurate, I should say, since then. So that's always an option, too. Go old school.
Go old school. Give them trauma. Give them trauma that they have to go to therapy for.
Yeah, well, we all have to go someday.
That's true. That's very true. Everybody needs it for something.
You know, that's right.
Awesome. Yeah. Well, thank you. I appreciate that. What do you say we get out of here?
Let's bring this chaos to an end, Joe. It's been a wild ride.
Let's do it.
Let us off Mr. Magoo's wild ride.
Thank you all so much. We really appreciate you. If you haven't already, give us a like, comment, subscribe, rating, review. All that stuff really helps us. Like I mentioned the last few weeks, we will be having a website that launches very soon with merch and membership tiers that have some different perks to it. So that will be super exciting once we get that launched. Keep an eye on our social medias because we will be letting you all know when that happens. It should be super soon. Shoot us an email at bigdadenergypod@gmail.com with any ideas that you want to hear us chat about or any potty tips for me. Would be great. And thank you so much to Planet Ant for having us on their podcast network.
Go follow us on social media. Big Dead Energy Podcast on Instagram. Go follow us on YouTube. You can watch Joe and I's beautiful faces. Joe's got a new camera. Go check out the new camera. It's beautiful. It's gorgeous. Go follow us on YouTube. Search Big Dead Energy Podcast. You'll see us. You'll see our logo. You'll see our faces. Like and subscribe over there. Anything to do that can help. Likes. Any chance you can. So thank you guys so much for listening. We appreciate it. Appreciate you sticking through the chaos. Hopefully you got something out of our potty training episode. For both of us, I'm Jared Schmansky.
I'm Joe Lopez.
Remember, click your tongs twice before you use them.
debt.
This has been a production of Planet Amp Podcast, powered by Pinecast.